In the new movie Crazy Stupid Love, Steve Carell plays accountant Cal Weaver, whose sudden moping worries his co-workers.
Who told you that Emily and I are getting divorced?
Amy heard you crying in the bathroom. We all thought it was cancer.
Oh.
Thank God, man.
Yeah, just my relationship.
Thank God. Oh. Divorce.
I'm so lucky.
You are.
I have to go pick out furniture now.
Okay. You go for it. It could have been cancer, buddy. Hey, everyone, it's just a divorce.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Feels good.
Romance, heartbreak, and hilarity ensue for three generations of a single family, played by an ensemble that includes Julianne Moore and Ryan Gosling. You know Steve Carell's work for The Daily Show and The Office on TV from movies like The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Little Miss Sunshine. If you have questions for him about his work, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And you can join the conversation on our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation, and Steve Carell joins us from our bureau in New York. Glad you made it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And this is a kind of film. It's interesting. You've been a writer. You didn't write this particular film. You're a producer on the film. You're a bankable star now. You have real power in Hollywood.
I'm a huge, huge deal.
And yet you cast yourself as the dad.
Yeah. You know what? Dan Fogelman, who wrote the script, apparently had written it with me in mind, and he sent it to our production company, and everybody loved the script, and we sent it on to Warner Brothers, and they loved the script, and then it seemed to attract a lot of very, very good actors.
And again, you're the big cheese in the movie, and there's a very funny sex scene, and you're not in it.
I don't think we would sell many tickets if I were the person who was featured in the sex scene. People want to see Ryan Gosling take his shirt off. They don't necessarily want to see me take mine off.
And I don't think you do.
I don't think I do. I don't think you will ever see that happen unless hair is being removed from my chest.
Well, that was another picture. So
that was indeed
Are you surprised to find yourself in this position where you not only get to appear in movies, you get to star in movies, you get to make movies?
I could not be more surprised on every one of those counts. I think who's even more surprised than I am is my wife. We've been married. We'll be married 16 years next month, and she cannot believe that I get to make out with beautiful women in movies. She thinks it is the most ridiculous thing. One of the most ridiculous aspects of our marriage.
She's of course, in the business, too.
She is. She was on Saturday Night Live. She was on The Daily Show. And she's quite funny and accomplished in her own right. But she just thinks it's hilarious because both of us thought that I would clearly be a wacky neighbor on a situation comedy. But all of this comes as a complete surprise.
I think you were a wacky neighbor on a situation comedy.
Several.
none of them terribly memorable. You might have been lucky.
Oh, no. Definitely none of them were memorable in the least.
And I was reading your bio today, and in fact, it says at one point you wanted to be in radio.
I was Sapphire Steve Carell. That was my handle.
Sapphire Steve Carell?
Sapphire Steve Carell, WDUB in Granville, Ohio.
And what did you do as Sapphire Steve Carell?
Well, I spun vinyl.
A DJ in the old sense of the term.
It was a college radio station, and I pulled the 5 to 8 a.m. shift. And we all know that no college student is up at 5 to 8 a.m. So I think my listening audience consisted of about 3 people. And I probably was dating one of them at the time.
We're talking with Steve Carell, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. Nehemiah is on the line from Cleveland.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Carell, big fan, of the show as well. I just wanted to know, as a fan, which of your characters do you identify most with?
What sort of characters do I identify most with?
Oh, no, just
which ones?
Or you played, do you identify most with?
I'm probably most like Brick Tamlin in real life. I do have to say that was one of the most fun things I ever did. That shooting Anchorman We laughed until we cried every day we shot. There were so many funny people working on that movie. And Brick was just – and honestly, what I loved about that movie is that it had absolutely no heart and no sentimentality at all. It was purely ridiculous fun and silly.
Yeah, it made it really delightful.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thank you. And again, big fan.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks very much for the call. There are characters like that you play, but there's sort of a default Steve Carell character, you know, smart, a little bit crazy, but also very kind.
Well, I just bring my natural kindness.
I can hear your wife laughing again.
I know. I suppose, you know, I tend to gravitate to things that are more inclined to kindness than not. But I don't even want to use the word with an edge, but I will, because I think there's a way of doing a movie like that, like this movie, Crazy mm-hmm. Stupid Love, is I think a very at its core is a very kind movie, but that doesn't mean that it isn't without layers and edge to it, and that's what those are worlds that I like to explore.
Well, there are parts of it that are Hangover-like.
There are parts of it that are Jerry Maguire-like. There are parts of it that it tells a story from many different perspectives, and I think there are a lot of surprises within it too. And it examines a gray area to human relationships, and I find that interesting and intriguing, and ultimately very funny.
We're talking about Crazy Stupid Love, which opens on Friday. Our guest is Steve Carell. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Eric on the line. Eric calling from Toms River in New Jersey.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Steve, I've got a question. I'd really like to know, where did you get your first real start in comedy?
My first real start in comedy was at Second City in Chicago. I moved
wow.
there, and I never thought that I would necessarily be a comedic actor. I just wanted to make a living as an actor. And Second City was the first job that I got, which was primarily as a comedic actor. And that, to me, was the point at which I feel like I became successful. In, I think it was 1988, when I stopped waiting tables and started working as an actor for Second City.
You actually stopped waiting tables?
I haven't waited tables since.
Congratulations.
I've always had that as a backup plan.
Kept it on your resume, I'm sure.
It's one of my special skills.
Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
People will want to know, you left The Office after a very successful run earlier this year. How come?
I wanted to spend more time with my family. I have two little kids, and I had not... You know, I had been spending as much time as I could with them, but I didn't want to see their childhood slip away without really, really embracing it. And that was the main impetus for doing that.
You were making films, obviously, at the same time you were making the show. Was the choice, I can do one or the other?
Well, you know, I feel like it's so pretentious because that really wasn't the reason, thinking that I can just go off and do film work. But I have been able to, fortunately, and I hope I can continue to do that. But truly, I just wanted to be able to devote more time to them. And the first break that I had, as soon as I wrapped my last episode, we got on a plane and we went to Disney World. And it was, for lack of a better word, it was magical to be able to do that with my family. We hadn't been able to do that sort of thing and have that stretch of time together. So it was great, and I'm really enjoying it.
Email question from Steve. What was it like working for Jon Stewart at The Daily Show, and how did that enhance your career as a comedian?
It was one of the hugest breaks I ever had. And Stephen Colbert was the one who was instrumental in getting me that job. We had worked together at Second City. He was actually my understudy at Second City. And he went on, got the job on The Daily Show. And when the time came for them to hire some new correspondents, he threw my name in the hat and I got the job from there. But so I really owe him that job. John, both John and Stephen are so intelligent and so funny and just good. They're good friends. I was just on The Daily Show last week, and it always feels like coming home to me. And it's been 8 years since I've worked there.
Let's go next to Syed. Syed with us from Jacksonville.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Steve, how do you pull off a character like being the dumbest guy on television, you know, when you were on The Office, but in real life it doesn't look like that. You're a genius. How do you pull off that?
Well, maybe what I'm doing now is the character, and what I was doing on the show is real.
Your writers are very quick.
See? You know what? I guess part of it is to not be condescending toward a character. I never feel like a character is aware that they're necessarily doing anything funny. In a TV or in a movie, I can always, when I'm watching something, I always get a sense when an actor thinks they're being funny, and that takes me out of it as an audience member. I like characters that just aren't aware that their lives are a comedy. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense, and I watch The Office. I've watched almost every season, and I watch it in rerun. So you've done a great job. We're going to miss you on that show.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate that. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Syed. This is a follow-up email. Janelle in Charlotte, will you make a cameo on The Office, and do you miss the cast?
I do miss the cast. They are my friends. You know, I think that's the part of it I knew I would miss the most. And they started back to work yesterday, and I've been exchanging emails with a bunch of them. And they're all saying it's weird. And it feels weird to me, too, because it's like, well, it was sort of like leaving The Daily Show, you know, because you do feel like you're leaving family. And I think in both cases it was the right move for me. But hard nonetheless. And will I make a cameo? I don't know. We haven't discussed it. I would prefer, frankly, to let the show sort of blossom into wherever it's going next, and not to have the specter of my character hanging over the show any longer.
They could kill you off.
I would love that. I always thought it would be funny if Dwight came in and announced, much like Henry Blake, that I had died on the interstate. But then he says he's just kidding.
Good luck with the movie. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
The film is Crazy Stupid Love. It opens in theaters on Friday. Steve Carell joined us from our bureau in New York. Tomorrow, the political junkie Ken Rudin joins us. And what else? It's going to be the debt ceiling games. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.